You're listening to the Favorite Marriage Podcast, a place where you and your spouse can experience God's favor on your forever.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Favorite Marriage Podcast. We are your hosts, Monty and Janine Mora, and we're so glad that you're tuning in with us this time around, and we're excited to bring another episode, a topic that we feel is going to be extremely helpful to those doing the married life. And so we're going to be talking about the topic of marriage and the storms that married couples will go through.
Yes. So if you live anywhere where there is storms often, you are going to be able to resonate with what we're saying today. And especially those of you who live in Colorado, who people say that the weather in Colorado is just ever-changing.
Schizophrenic is what they say, yeah.
They say if you don't like the weather, stick around, it'll change. So in a matter of minutes to hours within the day. And we've been experiencing a lot of that these last couple months.
Yeah, yeah. It has been so wild here in Colorado. Just, I think, it was actually on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It snowed on a Tuesday night, and Wednesday we woke up and it was freezing cold. The roads were iced. And then by 2 o'clock that afternoon, all the snow was melted.
Right.
And it felt like spring.
Yes. And it's very sporadic, like from one part of I-25, like south up to north I-25, like anywhere on the I-25 corridor, it could be something different south than it is north. Mm-hmm. So we experienced that on Wednesday where we had some districts calling off school, others had 2-hour delays, and then even others didn't even call off or have a 2-hour delay.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. All on the same day. So it was kind of crazy. And that's just like storms in life. We understand that sometimes those storms are very unpredictable. They are sporadic, and they kind of mess things up.
Yeah,
it just disrupts plans, and just like storms in marriage, mm-hmm. it really causes a lot of chaos sometimes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of disruption as well. Marriage storms require a lot of work. Like when a storm does hit a married couple, it requires a lot of work for the husband and wife to come together and work hard at that marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And so in the same way that storms create a lot of trial and tribulation in general life, it does that also within a marriage. And so that's where marriage, it takes hard work to stay together, to work together as a husband and wife through that storm, doesn't it?
Right, it does. So we know that when we enter into marriage, there's going to be some storms that we're going to have to prepare for, right? Mm-hmm. And we talk about those things in premarital classes and even in our marriage classes. Like, you got to prepare for the storms. Mm-hmm.
You think about storms and like just natural storms and how we as human beings, we look at the news and we look at the forecast. Mm-hmm. And the forecast will tell us that there's maybe a storm brewing, there's a snowstorm coming in, it's going to start snowing tomorrow at 2 p.m. And so you think about that in the relation to marriage. We as couples, we have to be aware of the forecast as well, our marriage forecast of maybe what's coming on the horizon. And then we have to do what we have to do as a couple is the beautiful work of preparing for whatever that storm we're anticipating to come. Yes. So we have to prepare ourselves, right?
Yeah, and we have to be honest with ourselves that we know that there's no relationship that is, it's always going to be sunshine and rainbows, right?
Yeah.
Think of a famous quote by one of my favorite actors. You like that quote.
Yeah. Rocky Balboa. When he tells his son, he goes, life's not all about sunshine and rainbows, right?
Yeah.
Marriage is not all about sunshines and rainbows.
Yeah. And he was preparing his son, you know, in that conversation. And just like we do on the other side of the table when we're talking to young couples, is preparing them for that and giving them the tools to use when they approach those storms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were talking the other day about hearing the phrase when couples say, marriage is hard. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how maybe we can reframe that phrase for couples, especially when they're going through the storm, right?
Yeah, well, no one wants to get into things that are hard. I mean, I guess you do. Like, we know that, you know, marriage takes hard work.
Yeah.
And we just want to take that label off of like, oh, marriage is hard. Because if we keep saying marriage is hard, people are going to want to avoid marriage.
It's almost a negative connotation
right.
to marriage as
and
well.
It's not. Marriage was not meant to be hard. The title marriage over a husband and a wife, that label of marriage, mm-hmm. that's not hard. Mm-hmm. It wasn't hard to get married. I mean, I guess it kind of was like the wedding. That was a lot of hard work. I mean, I guess, wow, I could kind of see why people say marriage is hard. But together we want to just communicate that marriage is a beautiful thing, but it does take hard work.
Yeah. So let's try to help our listeners reframe this idea. Mm-hmm. So the next time you're tempted to say marriage is hard, reframe it and say marriage takes work. Marriage takes hard work on behalf of both husband and the wife. And that's so important because when you enter those storms of life in marriage, I mean, it could be financial storms. It could be health storms. It could be emotional storms. I mean, there are so many different storms that come and hit a mm-hmm. marriage relationship. And the important thing is that together you recognize as a husband and wife that we're fragile beings, we're human beings. And when these storms emerge and they come our way, the question we have to ask ourselves is how will a husband and wife weather the storm together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were prompted to do this podcast about storms because we recently went through something together as husband and wife that really challenged mm-hmm. us in, I think, our communication and just trust with each other. And so you want to kind of tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah. For maybe quite a few weeks ago, we had scheduled a date night with some friends of ours down in downtown Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And because of a late work day on my part, Janine and I, we had to take separate vehicles. Mm-hmm. And so we get to the restaurant, and I remember parking, and the snow was coming down pretty light.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful winter evening, very mm-hmm. romantic evening. I mean, we held hands, we strolled, and we just let the snowflakes just fall upon our bodies. And as we walked to the restaurant, we sat down. We had a beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. night with some friends, and then the snow started picking up.
Yeah, I think, let me back up just a little bit, because those of you who don't like to drive in the snow, you can relate with me on this, or even drive at night. Like if I don't have to drive, I won't drive. If someone else wants to do the driving, I'm so happy to give the keys over. And I like to be the passenger. So that night I was challenged in a couple of ways. I was challenged, number one, I had to drive, and then I had to drive at night, and my eyesight is not great. I have astigmatism, and all you people know, understand what that means. And then it was snowing a little bit, so I was mm-hmm. like, this is challenging, but I knew it was going to be worth it.
Yeah. So we get to the restaurant, mm-hmm. we're sitting down, we're eating, have a fine meal, and we notice the snow starts picking up. So by the time we were outside, we finish up with the date night. We walk outside, all four of us, and we're taking selfies of each other in the snow. We still have the pictures. Mm-hmm. We're posting it on social media, and it's just a beautiful night. But we didn't realize that on the highway and on the streets, the snow really started sticking, mm-hmm. and it was going to pose a really big problem for us. So we jump on our cars. Probably about 5 minutes onto the highway, we realize we were suddenly caught in a pretty bad snowstorm.
Yes, like almost like a whiteout.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'll take over from here. Yeah. I mean, again, I am not one to drive in the snow. And I just remember telling him, I'm really afraid and wondering if it was the wisest decision to either take, or what was the wisest decision mm-hmm. was to take the back roads or to take the highway. And you reassured me like, well, they should probably be cleaning off the highway. So we took the highway, and that was not the case. I mean, mm-hmm. they hadn't got their, like the cleaning crews to clear off the streets yet. And it was a really scary moment. I mean, the white knuckles, everything driving on the highway.
Yeah.
And I just remember, you calling me and you know, we were just talking each other through, like every, like
our anxiety, some panic, some fear, all those things.
Yeah. And I mean, you were ahead of me, so you were able mm-hmm. to kind of give me a heads up on what was coming. And it was just a really difficult drive home, needless to say.
And we were going really slow. I mean, in Colorado weather, especially on snow, you can't just hit your brakes. You have to slowly pump your brakes because you have to work with the wetness, the ice on the road at that point. So we were creeping along the highway about 25 miles an hour, and we were talking on the phone, and we talked with each other on the phone until we arrived safely home, didn't we?
Yeah, and I think that was more for me. You know, you have probably a little bit more experience in driving and that type of weather. I mean, I guess it goes back to just anxiety and fear because I was in a car accident when it was snowing at one point. So I think all of those things were rising up. And so you were there to kind of coach me through. And thank God for his angels. They were definitely with us traveling on the highway that day. But we got home safely. And we got home and I think we hugged and kissed. And we're like, oh, we're here. And it was just a really team effort.
Yes, it was.
Of getting home and making sure that we got home safely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to take that story, personal story in our life, and we want to apply marriage lessons to the story. And we highlighted, I mean, there's a lot. You can probably read into many different lessons, but we highlighted three today for this podcast. And so the first lesson that we wanted to convey to you and how you as a married couple can survive and thrive in the middle of your storm. The first lesson was when you're in a storm for a married couple, slow down. Mm-hmm. Just slow down. This is a time in your marriage when you're going through a storm. Just take a deep breath, calm your heart, steady your mind. And at that moment, just learning to appreciate the person right in front of you, your spouse. Yeah. Because what the storm can do in a marriage is it can induce a lot of panic. It can induce a lot of desperation and cause a married couple to make decisions and say things that perhaps maybe later they would regret.
Yeah. I really wanted just to stop and pull over. Like there were so many times that we were driving and I just wanted to pull over and just stop, which actually could have been even more dangerous in that point. But just slowing down and you coaching me through and just and speaking that confidence, hearing the confidence in your voice reassured me and helped me with that situation. And when we as husband and wife are entering into a storm or we're in the middle of a storm, it is so important to just slow down and remind each other that we are there for one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're here. Even if we are causing the storm ourselves, because sometimes we create our own storms or we put ourselves in the middle of a storm we don't need to be in. But, you know, besides the point, when you're there and you're in it and you're just at a place where chaos is happening and there's just this whirlwind of words and fighting and whatever it might be, it might not even be fighting. It just might be like you mentioned earlier, like financial storm, like something medically that you guys are going through, one of you are going through. It could be any type of storm, but just learning to slow down and trust in God. Be still and know that I am God. It's just one of our favorite scripture verses, and trying to take yourself out of your own head.
Right.
And allowing someone else to just speak to you in those moments.
And it takes a lot of maturity for a husband and wife to respect each other and honor each other when one might say, hey, in this storm, can we just press the brakes a little bit and just slow the pace down so that together we can work through the storm and we can really focus on each other's needs?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're going through the storm, it's so easy to focus on your own needs than the needs of your spouse, right? And I think we've been there in those cases. And what happens is we tend to neglect the needs of our spouse because we're going so fast, we don't know how to press the brakes and slow down.
I like how you say press the brake and slow down and not slam on the brake and slow down. Because what happens if you slam on the brake?
Somebody's going through the windshield.
Yeah, or you spin out and you cause more of a mess and possibly other injuries around you. because of that.
Yeah.
So don't slam on the brakes. Just tap.
Yeah, tap the brakes. Yes. So lesson number one, when you're in a storm in the marriage, just slow down, press the brakes, and work together through that storm. Mm-hmm. Lesson number two?
Fix your focus. So in that storm, I mean, you could barely see like 10 feet. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. Maybe like
25 feet. I think it was.
Yeah, I mean, just I could barely see the lights, the taillights of the car in front of me. I mean, that's kind of what got us through, is I could just see the red lights and I was following. You couldn't even see the lines on the road.
No.
So just fixing your focus. I believe also my windshield wiper. So to add to the whole scenario, my windshield wiper was like kind of off and it wasn't cleaning off the windshield
properly.
It was like
kind of torn and it was like, it was awful. It was bad.
There's a lot of bad things in that day. But anyway, I was just able to fix my focus, zone in, and keep my eyes on the light in front of me, the tail lights in front of me, and just know that as long as I followed that light, I was going to be okay. Unless I started seeing the light go off to the side, but as long as they stay straight, it was kind of guiding me and directing my path.
Yeah. The storm has a way of messing with your eyesight, your vision in marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And you can lose perspective of things really quick.
Yes, you
when
can.
When you're in the middle of a storm, right? And and sometimes losing perspective of the one flesh, the team spirit that you have together in a married couple can really cause this isolation and cause the couple to really drift apart, because we lose perspective of what the marriage is all about, and we think that our spouse is the enemy. We think that our spouse is out to get us. And what happens is, when we lose perspective, we see this drift begin to happen in the marriage relationship. But when we fix our focus and regain perspective, we realize that your spouse, is the most important thing in front of you. So as you're going through the storm, it's important to scrape off the proverbial windshield of the that's blocking your vision, so you can really have a good focus on the marriage and what's at hand and what you're trying to resolve there.
Right. And back to keeping your eyes focused on the light, who do we refer to as the light, but our Savior Jesus? And you know, just kind of reflecting back to the story with Peter and Jesus in the storm, and when Jesus calls Peter out of the boat, and there, I mean, just think about that. I mean, it's not just a storm. Like, the disciples were already in this storm. And Jesus is walking and coming towards them. But it's at that time when they are in the storm that Jesus called Peter to step out in faith. And I always find that so intriguing, because why would he even challenge his faith even more? He was already in a storm.
Yeah.
Like, was that not enough, Jesus? But no, he knew that the challenge of the storm, that Jesus had that under control. It wasn't even about that, right?
Yeah.
It was about his faith in him, in Jesus. Like, do you trust me, Peter? Do you trust me to step out in the middle of this storm and fix your eyes on me so that you can walk on this water? You know, like, we have those moments where you just feel like you're sinking, and it's because we take our eyes off of Jesus. Like, that's the whole story that sticks out in this. Is it Matthew 16, 14?
I think Matthew 14, yeah.
Matthew 14. We all know that as soon as Peter took his eyes off of Jesus is when he started sinking. So you might be finding yourself in the middle of a storm and your faith is being challenged. Your marriage, that faith in each other, your faith in God, your faith in family, whatever it is, your faith is being challenged. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Where are you looking? Because if you look to the left or to the right, you're going to see the winds blowing and the rain coming, or the snow making that white out where you can't see out to the right or to the left. And that's where we were at that night. It was like, when I looked to the left or to the right, I mean, all you saw was white. It was like that white out, and I couldn't see anything else, but I fixed my eyes on the light that was guiding me. That's where I found my peace. And so if you're in that storm, if you are feeling like what else can I possibly do in this storm? Fix your eyes on Jesus.
You're right. And even when Peter was sinking because he lost focus, he took his eyes off Jesus. And the Bible says that he put his eyes on the wind and the waves,
right,
the storm around him, and he began to sink. And then he cried out to Jesus. And I think that's very important for a husband and wife. If you feel like you're in a storm and you're sinking, man, grab your spouse's hand and together cry out to Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus reached out his hand and he pulled Peter up out from the sink, you know, sinking in the water, and they both together, I love about the story is together they walk back on the water, back into the boat. But it was about focus. It was that whole storm situation with Peter was all about focus. And it's the same thing in marriage. Focus plays a really crucial part when it comes to keeping a marriage together and strong as you're thriving in the storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, Monty, you know, there's a lot of couples that come, and when they're in that storm, it's really hard for them to take their focus off the person who's hurt them, and which is usually their spouse.
Yeah.
Like, what would you say to couples out there that are like, you know, why would I want to be in this storm? This person that I'm married to is the one causing the storm. And if I just walk away, won't my storm end? Like, won't it be done? Because that's what most people do, right? I mean, they think the way out of the storm is just to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the answer to the calm in their storm.
Mm-mm. No, that's when that couple needs to gather together under the same umbrella and realize that you are a team, that you're one flesh. And with God, with the power of God, it is possible. And this kind of goes back to where if like your spouse is the one that's causing the storm in your life, it goes back to other episodes we've talked about on forgiveness and communication, those things. And you can, if you have those tools in your marriage toolbox, you can fix your focus again and realize that my spouse is not my enemy. Right. And that even though your spouse might have caused some of the storm in your marriage, it's important together to learn the art of forgiveness,
right,
communication, and working together through that. Through that situation.
I love the idea of walking under the same umbrella.
I know. I saw your eyes when I was talking. You had the twinkle in your eyes.
Well, if you ever seen a couple that's in love or a couple who is next to each other, standing next to each other, you can't hold two umbrellas because you'll be like hitting each other and, you know, poking each other's eyes out with the end. So if you are finding yourselves walking with two separate umbrellas, maybe that's where you start. Mm. Maybe you ditch one of the umbrellas and say, you know, this is a one flesh partnership here. You shouldn't be walking with two umbrellas.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of one and come under that same umbrella. And who's our umbrella?
Mm-hmm. Christ.
Yeah.
Yep. We're under his umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk about lesson number three.
Mm.
Yep. What do you do when you're in the storm? How does a married couple weather the storm? Number three lesson that we've learned is communication is king.
Mm-hmm.
Communication was so important. So when I turned off the music in the car and I called you and we talked our way through our emotions, we talked about our panics, our fears, our anxieties with the storm, we communicated.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about storms is they have a way of stirring up unwanted emotions. And where sometimes even our words can become harsh and causing damage that we really don't want to be there. And so storms are a perfect time to sit down as a married couple and begin to communicate, begin to talk, and begin to share with one another.
Right. And even though, like, I'm sure you were praying in your car and I was praying in my car and we were offering up prayers and worship and pleading with the Lord, just get us home, just get us home. The moment you called and I answered and I heard your voice, there was just this calming that came upon me. And I just love that part about marriage. You know, when God made Eve for Adam as his helpmate, they needed each other.
Yeah.
Right. And he knew that it's not good for man to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing when we can be there for each other and help each other. And just hearing your voice, it was just like, you know, and you weren't yelling at me. You weren't frustrated with me. You were hearing me out and just helping me through that time, that difficult time. It wasn't like, man up, Janine, just get yourself home, you know? It's like, you were so patient. And that's so important when you're going through those storms in life. It's just being patient with each other. And sometimes your spouse just needs to hear your voice. And be careful with your tone, because you don't want to speak to them in a condescending way. You want to be that helper and lift them up and be that person that comes alongside them.
Right. I think of a verse in Proverbs where it says, words aptly spoken is like apples in a gold setting. It's like you're preparing the table for good conversation. And there's other scripture that talk about how words are like honeycomb. They're sweet. And so when you're in the marriage storm, that communication piece talking about communication is king, having a calmness in your voice, having using wisdom in your words, all of those things, because ultimately that night when we were talking on the phone and when we got home together safely and when we turned off our ignition on the car and we were able to walk into the house and knowing that we were safe, ultimately when you're going through a storm in your marriage, as you communicate, the main goal is you as a husband and wife, you want to get past the situation and get home safely from the storm.
Yeah.
Being safe, that's the important thing right there.
Right. Yeah, in storms, like I'm just thinking of all the movies of storms that they're just like going through my head and scenes where in the storm the people are yelling at each other, like, because you're trying to communicate, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking of Twister, like all these different storm movies. But the way God communicates to us, how does he communicate to us?
It's a whisper, it's a still small voice,
yes.
right?
Yes. And when we're with all the chaos and everything, if we are in tune, all he needs to do is whisper to our hearts and we can hear him. And the same way with your spouse. You don't need to do all the yelling and the screaming. They really, when you bring down your tone and you whisper to their heart, it's going to make that storm a whole lot easier to get through.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, you're more apt to receive what your spouse is saying when there's a calm, civil, kind communication taking place in the storm. And so, guys, communication is king. That's lesson three. And we really, really mean that. Communication is so crucial that you sit down and you talk and you love each other and remind each other you're on the same team. You're not each other's enemy. And when you can learn the art of communication, it does wonders for the marriage when you're navigating the storms of life.
Yeah. And then in those storms, there's no room for ego and selfishness and unforgiveness. And because those will just get in the way of bringing you to a place of safety.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't help but think of the like all these movies. I'm telling you, just going through my head, like,
she's got a Hollywood mind.
Yeah, but those of you who've ever watched any of the Karate Kid movies, I think it's Karate Kid 2, where they're in Okinawa, and there's this huge storm taking place, and I think it's right after Mr. Miyagi rescues his longtime friend Sato, and so anyway, there's this. The storm happening, and this little girl is on the top of this pole, and the storm is blowing, and she's about ready to fall, and they send Daniel-san out, and Sato looks at his nephew and says, go, help him. And he looks at his ego, his pride, and his shame. He was very ashamed, and he ran out into the storm. What happens if you're going to just run out into the storm by yourself because you allow ego and pride to not help one another in a storm? You're putting yourself in a dangerous place, and you're losing out in the opportunity to save somebody.
Yeah.
You know, in that situation, long story short, they go, Sato goes out and helps Daniel. There's this restoration of relationship with Miyagi and Sato. And it's a beautiful thing when you lay down your pride.
Yeah.
And you lay down that selfishness. And even if it's a scary situation, you know, there was a lot of, sure, there's fear to go out. There was lightning going on and everything. But when you lay that down, you're able to save a soul, right? Save a person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy ending.
Yeah. We just went Karate Kid on our podcast. Yes. Yeah. Which is, by the way, is a really good show. Yeah. Nonetheless, or nevertheless, or therefore, storms do come our way to strengthen our marriage. God can definitely use those storms to solidify and make our marriage stronger. Mm-hmm. And we have a verse. I love this verse in Isaiah 43, verse 2. Favorites. You wanna read that verse?
You go.
Okay. And so let me get my preacher hat on. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, think of this, married couples. Mm-hmm. When you pass through the waters, God says, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, and there are those things called firestorms, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. What an amazing promise that God gives us as married couples, that when we go through our storms, He promises to be with us.
And He is faithful to His promises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we hope that you would take these three simple practical lessons that we've have conveyed to you as a result of just a personal story. Yeah. And so the next time you're tempted to say marriage is hard, reframe it and say marriage takes hard work. And that's exactly what a couple needs, especially when you're going through your storm. So in the words of Dolly Parton, she said, if you want to see the rainbow, you got to go through the storm.
And as always, we pray that you would experience God's favor
on your forever.
Thanks for listening to The Favorite Marriage, where you and your spouse can experience God's favor on your forever. If you enjoyed this resource, please leave us a review and share it with your friends. We'll see you next time on The Favorite Marriage Podcast.